Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations, AM 816, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our FedEx, our UPS, our Postal Service employees hauling the mail out there to wherever it needs to go, and our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, as well as the jet fuel to the airports where it needs to go. And let's not forget about our Amazon warehouse workers. Appreciate you guys and gals listening to us. And the Amazon drivers out there, especially Covington, wherever you're at tonight with that big, shiny new truck that you got. All right, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. And our website is merely the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, where we are broadcasting live right now. If you can't hear us anywhere else, you can go over there to that website and hear us right there, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Okay, let's go to the telephone line. We've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Time to say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Yep.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible
with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, the FTX founder found his way back here to the United States, Bachman Fried. He was brought to be arraigned. He was, to the surprise of many people, released on what they said was $250 million bail, but the cash bond was what, $1 million?
I don't even know why they bothered with the $250 million. We're being fleeced on this one, too. Generally, when there's a bond like that, you put up 10%. In this particular case, that didn't even happen. The parents co-signed. They put up their house, and then two other people also co-signed. So they're all on their own recognizance. He is on a monitor. He cannot conduct any business over $1,000 without the approval of the court. So he's going to go live in his parents' basement. Interestingly enough, though, his parents are really, they're just as much implicated in this as he is.
That's what I've heard.
Everybody's innocent until proven guilty, but mm-hmm. his parents are guilty. They're both lawyers. The father at Stanford, the father actually quit his job at Stanford. So yeah, we're absolutely being fleeced. But then while he was in the air coming from the Bahamas back to the United States, two of his partners, actually pled guilty.
Uh-huh.
And they also really are looking at essentially life sentences if they are sentenced to what they should be sentenced to.
60 years.
But allegedly they are being cooperative.
Mm-hmm.
So, I doubt very seriously Sam Bankman-Fried will ever go to trial.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're not the only one. Judge Jeanine thinks the same, and it's because of who's involved in this that got
right.
the money. Mm-hmm.
That's precisely right.
Yep. They don't want that.
So we're being manipulated on this one. Mm-hmm. Completely manipulated.
Yep. I would sure like to know who got the money, but they don't want us to know any of this.
There's plenty out there that will tell you who got money, but that is what they know. A lot of the donations that he made were made in assumed names or assumed entities, and that's the tracking that they're having some challenges to identify. But yeah, I think there were four Republicans that got money, but they only got money because of the committees that they sit on.
Yep.
But for every one Republican, there were like 15 Democrats.
Yep.
Well, maybe 20, maybe 30. I don't know. Mm. So the ratio was huge.
Hmm. Okay. Now, the FTX guy is one thing. All the different people that bought into this are another thing. How about the people that were like endorsing this, the movie stars and whatnot that were doing the ads? How about that bunch? Are they in on this too? Or, I mean, what's the deal?
Well, there's some lawsuits out there against them already. So I don't know that those lawsuits will necessarily be valid. But those that, you know, did endorsements, it's not a good look for them, including Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
But yep. We'll see where that necessarily goes.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more on the Capitalist America Third Watch with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. I shall return with more.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
You bet. I'll take it away. And a special shout-out this morning to 93.7 FM, Reno, Nevada. Up there, Truckee, and also up there in Carson City as well. And we appreciate you. And Eddie and Jay, thanks a lot for putting us in your schedule. Okay, now. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by GEICO, that's spelled G-E-I-C-O, and GEICO has been saving people money for about 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 26 million drivers. Now, you want to save money in your insurance? Check them out on the web. You can go to GEICO.com, they'll give you a quote for the car you're driving, maybe you're driving a truck. They'll also give you coverage on a motorcycle if you got it, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. You can do a mini bundle with that. And then here you go. This is where the rubber meets the road. If you own a house, your homeowner's policy, your renter's insurance if you rent, and your condo insurance, whether you own or rent, can also be used to bundle your auto insurance and save you a bunch of money. So check them out online, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. And see what they can do for you. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Let's see here. Hunter Biden, we were just talking about that off the air. He got himself a big-time lawyer that used to represent Bill Clinton back when they were going after him, Justice Department and whatnot. What do you think is going to happen there?
Nothing. There is quite the war room, the legal war room that has been set up in the east wing of the White House.
Yeah.
So under our taxpayer dollars, we are housing a defense team for Hunter Biden / Biden Incorporated.
Yep.
Now, they're doing this because you've got James Comer, who is the congressman from Kentucky that will lead the committee to investigate Joe Biden, because you can't investigate necessarily civilian, but in this case, you have to investigate the son, Hunter, mm-hmm. in order to see where the money trail is to the father and the rest of the family.
Mm-hmm.
So having said that, ladies and gentlemen, we're picking up the tab for this. Will anything happen to Hunter? Not as long as we have Merrick Garland
yep.
as the department in the Department of Justice. The answer to that is no. The other thing, too, is that the FBI came out yesterday, I think it was, yesterday, day before, with two interesting announcements, written announcements, responding to what has been uncovered by the files coming out of Twitter and the accusations on Hunter. And the statements themselves are outrageous, completely outrageous. Still referring to conspiracy theorists and conspiracy theories and misinformation.
Right.
But the misinformation is their own words. So how is it misinformation? So we're being fleeced here, which is, I hardly even know what to say anymore. I mean, when you consider that this whole Biden Incorporated thing happened at the last part of the term of the Obama administration, and the FBI has had the laptop since December of 2019, meaning they know exactly what has been going on. They have everything that everybody else has who's got access to the laptop, and I would argue more. So here we are. We're approaching, 2023, and you're going to tell me that the FBI, there's enough there to already have charged them, and they haven't done it. So do we think they're going to charge them? I don't think so.
Okay. Leads me to Donald Trump. If one size fits all, is Merrick Garland going to run up the ticket on Donald Trump?
Well, there's your flaw. One size does not fit all.
Mm-hmm.
And so they released his tax returns, Trump's tax returns.
Yep.
And every single tax return that the man has ever done is done by a pile of accountants.
Yep.
It's not like Trump sits there and does them, because he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
They go according to tax code. Furthermore, late last night, the January 6th committee came out with their final report. And in the final report, it's in there that the man should be banned from ever holding public office again.
That's what I saw.
Which was their ultimate mission.
Yep.
Like them or not, that's what they did.
Mm-hmm.
So the other piece of the January 6th has gotten very little press, is that they have actually, a couple of congressmen got their hands on emails and text messages involving Nancy Pelosi, and how they knew what was happening because they had the intelligence from the FBI of the January 6th event. They had that information back in December.
Right.
And so Pelosi did nothing. She essentially told everybody to stand down.
Yep.
They wanted this to go on.
Yep.
And I remember writing an article about it, and I made that assertion.
I do.
And when I published it, I thought, oh, maybe I really should do this, but I'm putting it out there anyway. And now my words, that I wrote couldn't have been more true.
Well, you and I talked about that briefly. We talked about it one time. We didn't talk about it again because we took a whole bunch of, I did anyway, took a whole bunch of flack for that.
Well, here you have these people, probably close to 1,000, and it could still grow, because I think the statute of limitations on this is probably hovering around 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
But here you've got people that are sitting in prison for really D.C. jails, in some cases in isolation.
Yep.
Or essentially, in some cases, misdemeanors. And now you have, you know, all of these other criminals across the country. So when you say one size fits all, it's hardly that case.
Right. Right.
Whether it's a state crime or it's a federal crime or it's a civil crime, you know.
Yeah.
Criminal, yeah, or whatever else.
Yeah, you would think that they could get their ducks together, but apparently they're going to...
Well, it's not that the ducks can't be together. We have a legal system between the Southern District of New York and Washington, D.C. that's not applying the law.
Correct.
But, my goodness, all you have to do is look at the southern border. They're not applying the law.
Mm-hmm. Now, we had some big news in Florida last night, just about the time everybody was closing up the doors, going home. The Florida Supreme Court said it's okay for a grand jury probe of the COVID-19 vaccines here in Florida.
Well, it's not so much the vaccines as much as it is the drug companies and the operations around these drug companies. On what was revealed, what wasn't revealed, and who did what because of, you know, whatever particular interest they had. Remember, the vaccines were done under an emergency condition, and nothing was really tested. They didn't tell you what, you know, particular consequences could be. I mean, you can watch TV and they advertise all these drugs for asthma or, you know, high blood pressure or all these other kinds of things. And then real fast at the end of those commercials, they say, but, you know, there are health risks and they can do blah, 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 blah. And they start listing all these things real fast. We didn't get any of that with these vaccines. None of it. Take the Moderna or take the Pfizer. And so now we're finding out all kinds of interesting things, not by just here, the scientists here in the United States, but those in Europe and around the world.
Yeah.
And well, so that is really what DeSantis is doing.
Well, finally, we don't have a lot of time, but TikTok yesterday, their parent company, ByteDance. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Said that the employees over TikTok were improperly assessing user data. Remember, we were telling everybody they're spying on you, don't use them, this, that, and the other?
Well, not only that, if you've ever had a TikTok video on your cell phone, get rid of your cell phone.
Yep.
Period. Get rid of it.
Yep. They're following you. Yep.
Every keystroke, everything. Get rid of your cell phone.
All right. Well, we'll be around New Year's Eve. If you want to be around, you can be.
Sure.
Okay. All right.
Sure.
Then we will talk to you tomorrow, and we'll talk a little bit more Christmas, because there might be some interesting things coming on that folks need to know about. Take care,
thank
and I'll
you.
See you tomorrow. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check out all the great things that she does, and you'll know what she knows when she knows it.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News. news update. A once-in-a-generation winter storm is bringing snow, wind, and frigid temperatures to most of the U.S. this week. Governors in at least a dozen states have enacted emergency measures. The word in Colorado for drivers:
stay home if you're able, but if you need to get out, give yourself plenty of time, and then it's always good to know before you go.
Portions of the Plains and Midwest could see the coldest Christmas in 40 years. The storm's also causing flight disruptions as more than 2,300 have been canceled on Thursday. Major League Baseball reinstating Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher Trevor Bauer effective immediately. The league announcing the decision Thursday after a neutral arbitrator ruled to reduce Bauer's suspension from 324 games to 194. Bauer suspended last season for violating the Major League's domestic violence policy during the 2021 season after he was the subject of sexual assault allegations. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for the military news and the report brought to you, of course, by the National Aviation Academy. I was over there yesterday, and hello to the gang over there, Pam and Holly and Bo and Charlie, and had a great time over there. But here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, it all starts with the website, folks. You got to go over to the website for National Aviation Academy. I'll make it very simple for you. It's naa.edu. That's naa.edu. One more time, naa.edu. Go to the website, check it out, see what they have to offer. They have two campuses, two, where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. Now, the first campus is right here in the Tampa Bay area, over in Clearwater. It's over on the other side of the bay. I'm over here, of course, on this side of the bay. But you can go to that campus and check it out, take the tour. You can also go up to Massachusetts, Concord, Mass., for those of you that live in the Northeast or maybe the Midwest, and go over there to Concord, Mass., and take the tour over there at their campus. Now, in both cases, they have hangars at an adjacent airport, smaller airport, where they have aircraft where people work on them to make sure that they're flight-worthy and whatnot. You don't fly the airplane, but you work on it mechanically, which is how you learn your skill of becoming an aviation maintenance tech. And, of course, they have classroom training. Now, if you are a person who's just been discharged from the military, and if you're also a person who happened to be an aviation maintenance tech in the military, you can challenge the test to become an aviation maintenance technician, federal test. You can challenge that, or you can take the short refresher course and make sure that you got everything you need to be able to take the test and pass it. It's only about a 3-month class. That's one thing that you can do, and you'll wind up on the front row getting started ahead of everybody else, because normally it takes 14 months to become certified as an aviation maintenance technician. Now, give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. One more time, 800-659-2080. Call the National Aviation Academy. Call them and ask to take the tour at one of their campuses, either the one in Clearwater or the one in Concord, Mass. Now, believe it or not, nobody's going to say anything to you if you want to take the tour at both of their places to find out which one you want to go to, because one might be better suited than the other one for you. So you could do that. No problem at all. But you won't know until you try. Pick up the phone, call them, 800-659-2080, or check them out online, NAA.edu, National Aviation Academy. You'll be glad you did. It's a tremendous opportunity. Tremendous opportunity. Now, the State Department on Wednesday announced the United States will provide Ukraine a Patriot missile defense system as part of the latest $1.85 billion tranche of military aid to Kiev to defend against Russia's invasion. And behind the smiles and handshakes and that new $1.85 billion military aid package, the Ukrainian president and his advisors continued to push Washington for advanced weaponry that Biden is reluctant to provide. Well, they want aircraft, and they're willing to fly our older aircraft, and Biden's not willing to give it to them. And if it's just sitting there gathering dust, I don't see what the problem is. They'll fly the planes, not us. They'll do the damage with the planes, not us. Now, there's a great question in the military right now, and the DOD just doesn't seem to know. Are housing conditions causing medical problems? Well, from personal information myself, I once got caught up in mold, and the mold made me sick in a military billet. Now, defense officials don't have enough information to be able to link the mold and the lead paint and all the other known issues in privatized housing to the residents' medical problems. Okay, lead paint, there's a good one. Because the reason they couldn't get rid of the mold is because they would paint over it. I'm not making this up. They would paint over it with their lead paint and make it even worse. That's how they fixed the problem. But, hey, don't look at me. I'm just a messenger here. But it is what it is. Now, there's plenty going on in the world in which we live. TRICARE, fee increases for 2023 have been revealed. And there are some costs going up for some, depending on the beneficiary status. By the way, one of these times, I can't tell you when I'm going to get into a discussion on one of my military reports. It's probably going to be a 2 or 3 day report telling you about your benefits and what expires and what you have to renew if you want to keep certain things when it comes to your military benefits, because there is quite a schedule of benefits that go away if you don't use them after a period of time. Now, more U.S. military aid to the Ukraine, according to Russia, is going to aggravate the conflict. Putin, of course, came out and said Moscow would use the combat experience to enhance its armed forces, the experience they're getting in the Ukraine. Really? I don't think they're doing all that good in the Ukraine. Just me, but I don't think they're doing all that good. And, of course, President Joe Biden, when he announced the more than $2 billion in new aid for the Ukraine, talked about how much money they had given to the Ukraine in terms of everything. And I think he meant from start to finish as to where they were right now. And it was an extraordinary amount of money. And in the meantime, how's it going on down there in the border force? How is that going on down in the border force? Are we in control of the border? People still come across every night, every day. I've seen a video tonight on the border. Hundreds of people waiting to get across. Hundreds of people just barely on the other side of the border waiting to come across. Isn't that just wonderful? Isn't that just wonderful? Well, not really. Not really. You got to understand here that we've created a monster on that border. Everybody thinks they're going to come to the U.S. and they're going to be welcomed with open arms and they're going to have 3 hots and a cot and anything else that they need to have, they're all going to have it. Well, sorry, folks, that's not the way it works in the real world, and we know it. And when they find out it works that way, then they get upset. By they, I mean the illegals, because they're trying. They've been told, just all you got to do is come there and you'll have a place and they'll give you everything that you need. Don't worry about it. Yeah, sure. All right, I hear the music in my ear. That means that we're coming up on Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. So don't go anywhere. I'm looking forward to talking to him today. We got some things in the mix here, don't we, with the finances and the way things are going. I'll be back with more. Kathy, take it away.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Merry Christmas, everybody! It's Santa Claus! When we're crossing the United States, we always listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. He's Rudolph's favorite from coast to coast. Merry Christmas, Captain! And to all, a Happy New Year!
Well, thank you very much, Santa! How about that? Santa flew by and said Merry Christmas. We appreciate that, Santa. Thank you very much. By the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Now, don't forget, Moss Acura is located on North Florida Avenue, right here in Tampa, next door to the Nissan dealership, Moss Nissan. Now, stop by and check out the You Serve, You Save program. Now, what I mean by that is all active military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're EMS, whether you're fire or police or church pastors too, get great deals afforded them on the vehicles of their choice. Now, they also have Moss Care, which is free oil changes and tire rotations for life on your vehicle. Now, when you take a look at all the different things they're giving you with your vehicle, especially your new vehicle, you're going to get an extra $8,700 of services that nobody else is doing. I'm telling you, you got to check it out. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. And ho, ho, ho.
Hey, good morning. Ho, ho to you.
Yeah, well, you were just telling me it's a little bit brisk up there, going to get colder, and the wind is really blowing.
Yeah, it's blowing. I got some big time gusts.
Yeah, I'm seeing what's coming your way, and I mean, there's no doubt about it. But just be glad you're not up there in the old stomping grounds in upstate New York, because they're going to be measuring snow today, tomorrow, and the next day in feet.
Yeah,
several feet.
That's what I hear. I mean, we shall see. You know, but it looks that way, and all the people that are getting ready to skiing over the holiday are excited. That they're going probably up to Vermont and whatnot, because they'll probably get dumped on as well.
Yeah, they will eventually, sure, because the storm's moving that way. Now, Microsoft has told the Federal Trade Commission that their $69 billion Activision deal won't stifle the competition. I didn't know Microsoft was buying anything.
Yeah, purchase Activision, continue their gaming. The issue that is out there with the FTC is they feel that Microsoft would control too many titles and then make them only available to their gaming system. And, you know, Microsoft is saying, oh, we're going to do that. We might charge more for another one. And they're going to battle it out. I really don't think the government has much of a case in this one. I really don't. I think it's FTC Chairman Lena Khan, she doesn't like any sort of technology mergers at all. I guess she's trying to, like, show her wares with this, but I really don't think they have much of a case.
Now, the New York State lawmakers, who currently get $142,000 a year to be lawmakers in New York State, just took a vote and gave themselves a $32,000 a year raise. What in the hell?
Wow. I guess Albany's getting expensive, huh? I mean,
That's as much as a congressman now.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of money. I mean, I didn't realize they got paid that much. I really didn't.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, I mean, to me, that would think it'd be almost like a part-time job, for crying out loud.
It's what it is here.
Well, even Texas. How many times? I mean, Texas, doesn't their state legislature meet like once a year?
Every other year.
Mm-hmm. And then they can do no harm. You know, you let these politicians run wild in capitals. They got to find something to do with themselves. They end up writing ridiculous rules and regulations. But
one of them.
That's a lot of money for state.
And then you've got Congressman Garcia from Texas saying that the spending bill that apparently is going to pass is going to aggravate inflation to no end.
Oh, of course it is. It's more government spending. You know, shame on these Republicans who put this thing, allowed this to happen in the Senate. It really is. It's shameful. You can't tell me that the Republicans are for, you know, any sort of fiscal sanity, and the only one who actually stands up for it is Rand Paul. The rest of them, they all, you know, they fall right in line whatever Mitch McConnell tells them to do.
Well, that's scary when you got that going on.
Well, yeah, it is. It's scary for us as taxpayers. You know, the reality is that you talk about us being $31 trillion in debt. If you also factor in unfunded liabilities, meaning Medicare, Medicaid, these are commitments that were made by these programs that are not funded. We're talking over $100 trillion in debt. It adds an additional $75 trillion when you consider unfunded liabilities.
Have you got any robocalls lately?
The funny thing is, if I don't recognize the number on my line, I don't pick it up. So, yeah, I definitely have gotten them, because there's calls that come in that I don't answer, and they don't leave a message in the machine.
Wait till you hear this one. The FCC, that's the Federal Communications Commission, has proposed nearly $300 million as the maximum fine for the robocalls that people make.
$300 million.
You heard me right.
I mean, geez, that's interesting. I don't know much about what they're doing with that. You mentioned $300 million. I don't know if you saw the bail yesterday for...
I did.
Yeah, but you're trying to make sense out of this, okay? It's a $250 million bond.
Yep.
You know what was put up for that bond?
$1 million plus the parents' house plus a neighbor's house.
Yeah, that's some leverage there, don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, holy cow. I mean, that's insane.
Yeah.
I mean, how does That's under $5 million altogether.
Yep.
So, I mean, how does $5 million get you $250?
And I want you to listen to this one. The majority of the people that have called the show that have communicated with me do not believe that this young man will ever see jail because he knows way too many influential people, and nobody wants those names revealed.
Oh, I would agree with that. I would agree with that. Or if he does go to jail, it's some country club for a very, very short period of time. I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Now, have you bought any eggs lately?
Yes, our household has. I don't go to the grocery store, so my wife's department, and so we've got eggs.
Aren't they rather expensive?
Again, there was a issue in regards to avian flu.
Yeah.
That's also, hit the population very, very hard, and driven up the price of eggs, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Eggs are at an all-time record high. They've never been this high.
Yep. That's what we're being told. It's an avian flu issue.
By the way, pediatric medicine makers right now seem to be working 24/7 just to meet the demand on this medicine for the young kids.
Oh, yeah. I mean, cold medicine, you name it. A lot of the shelves are absolutely bare at this point in time. We knew this was going to happen. This is stuff that, intelligent people cautioned back during COVID, making kids wear masks and all these lockdowns. It's not healthy. You need to take in various different, colds or bacteria, whatnot, fight them off, and it makes you stronger. And this is why, kids are getting whacked at such a degree right now, is that they hurt their immune system during the lockdowns.
Now, you'll be happy to know that the IRS won't meet their year-end deadline for the returns backlog they've got.
They're never going to be able to catch up. They could hire those 87,000 that they're promising to hire, and they could be the best accountants going, and they still wouldn't be able to.
They're not going to be accountants. They're going to be people out walking the streets, knocking on doors, trying to collect money.
Yeah, it's millions. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah. And by the way, remember the Republicans have said, and a couple of candidates have said, if they get in, the 87,000 agents are all going to the border.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, that's what should happen. I mean, again, do we have problems at the IRS? Yeah, the problem is the tax code is just way too complicated and ridiculous, and we just make it worse. We've got bigger problems on the border, that's for sure.
Yeah. So it's Friday. You're going to be celebrating Christmas with the family, and I want to tell you and the Markowski Army, Merry Christmas from us here on the Captain's America Third Watch, and we appreciate you being a contributor to the show.
Oh, I appreciate it as well, you and all of your listeners.
All right, my friend, have a great day, and I'll be back again next Tuesday live, so that's when you and I will talk again. All right, thank you very much. That is Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Longtime friend of mine, well over 20 years. And he's a great, great, great guy. And I strongly recommend him for whatever.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.